Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt.
And today we're going to be talking about Rent, a production of Theater Artists United in cooperation with Alaska Theater of Youth.
And to talk about it, we'll have John Fraser, the director of the show, and Mark Robocoff, who's playing Tom Collins in the show. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you. Nice to be
Good to be here.
Thanks. And John, tell us a little bit about the show, the background of the show, what the show's about, and just an overall view of this play.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. It's inspired by Puccini's classic opera La Boheme. La Boheme, of course, has a huge following in it. It tells a story of love. There's a couple loving couples in there that really struggle with actually how they're going to get together, how they're going to live together, because they're not a perfect match, but they're kind of destined for each other. Well, Rent updates that story, and it brings it into the 90s, and it still focuses on a group of bohemians who are living as artists in New York City in the East Village. And because they're now in the 90s, it's a rock opera. Also, the instead of having the heroine trying to live with tuberculosis and eventually dying in the end, the heroine here in Rent is struggling with AIDS and living with AIDS. In fact, several of the characters are. But one of the really interesting things about the story, which has a lot of parallels to La Boheme, those who know La Boheme will constantly be tickled at how closely the story follows the La Boheme script, is that they add a third couple in there. Some of the artistic friends, Chouinard has now been renamed Angel and becomes a love interest for Collins.
Angel Dumont Chouinard is her full name, yes.
And this is an opera I know very well, of course, because since I'm an opera lover, that gives you an advantage for that, to allow him more songs than Chouinard ordinarily has in the opera.
Oh, yes, certainly. But this time, instead of being hired to kill a parrot by an Englishman, in this show, Angel talks about his exploits in being hired to help eliminate a yappy dog from a neighbor so that somebody can finally get a good night's sleep.
But do people... They don't necessarily need to know La Boheme to enjoy the musical Rent.
Absolutely not. I had barely heard of La Boheme when I saw Rent when it was here 5 years ago, something like that. It knocked me off my feet. I was instantly in love with it. It became one of my favorite musicals before the show was over.
It has so much passion to it, and it's nice to see the three different loving couples in Rent, because now you have people who are learning to share their love with each other, and they're each fighting different obstacles. So it's really wonderful to have that third couple in there in order to put yet another aspect into the trouble with love.
I'm not going to ask you about the ending. I started to, but I won't.
No, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, one thing about this show, which is, I think, very interesting, is as a co-produced or is produced by Theater Artists United in cooperation with Alaska Theater of Youth. And apparently you have some younger actors in the show who are understudying the principal roles, and they have a show dedicated just for their own performance. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I think it's important to say that the show is recommended for mature audiences because of the subject matter, because it was updated for the 90s. So it does touch on topics that you want to make sure that you're prepared to discuss with your teenagers, with AIDS and with drug use and with isolation and homelessness and things like this. But there's so much passion and drive to it in that rock and roll music. But yes, Alaska Theater of Youth is actually presenting the show, and we have six dynamite young teenage actors that are a part of the show, and they perform at every performance. But on Wednesday, April the 4th, they'll be stepping forward into five of the principal roles and performing those for one night only, and they are fantastic.
They really, really are.
And these are older Alaska Theater of Youth actors. We're not talking about kids who are 8 or 9. These are older teenagers, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. This has opened up some opportunities for the teenagers that work with Alaska Theater of Youth on a regular basis to be challenged and to work with some of the adult talent, the incredible adult talent that this town has, so that, you know, it's a kind of a mentoring thing in many ways. And they range in age from 13 years old to 18 years old.
They've been dubbed the Minis. They've been sort of taken under the wing of their individual principal character, actor.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Mark Robichoff and John Fraser talking about the production of Rent, which opens tonight, I think.
Yes, that's right. Friday, March the 30th at 7:30 p.m.
At the Performing Arts Center downtown,
Sydney
correct?
Lawrence Theater. Yes, that's correct.
So, Mark, a moment ago, you said you saw Rent about 5 years ago when it came
here. When it came here, yeah.
And you said it just blew you away. What can you be more specific about what it was that really what connected you to that performance?
It really was about the music. There's, like I said, 8 principal characters, and then there's usually, I think the show is generally done with about 17 actors. I think the one that came up here was probably more like about 12 or 14, mm-hmm. but every single one of them had incredible voices. The passion came through with every note of the song. There's passion throughout every moment of this play. It's about love from its opening chords all the way through the curtain call. The Seasons of Love, the song that everybody knows. That's sort of the theme of the entire story from beginning to end.
The La Bohème has also some different kinds of love between friends. And is that stressed or is it just romantic love?
Oh, absolutely. The 8 principal characters, they're kind of like the cast of Friends, that old sitcom. These are 8 people that are very close. They've all been roommates at one time or another.
Yes.
There's relationships between the two. This one is currently dating that one, but used to date this other one. So yes, there is romantic love, and there is also very, very strong, passionate love between friends.
Good. It looks like it really does follow the original.
And Jonathan Larson, who wrote the play Rent, he tragically died opening night of the show.
Yeah. Yes,
but you can see the passion he put in this play and carries through in productions I've seen before. The cast of that original production really, I think, took on what he wanted to put in the show, and it sounds like it's translating into this show as well.
I feel like he's living and breathing through the show.
Absolutely, yeah.
I can't imagine the tragedy of creating this incredible work of art, one of the most complex musicals, you know, that's out there. A wonderful piece of work, and then leaving this earth the night that it is to open off Broadway.
It really opened up musical theater to a whole new generation. It's kind of like the Chorus Line of my generation. You know, I was able to listen to a Chorus Line and watch a Chorus Line and find somebody in there that was struggling with some issues that I was struggling with. And Rent has done that for a whole new generation of people with its hard rock edginess to it and modern themes. And so now people are brought to this classic story once again, but in a modern telling, putting it in a modern setting.
There's another interesting aspect to it, too. You know, if you think back to the mid-90s, kind of the height of the AIDS epidemic, if you want to think about it that way. John mentioned several of the characters have AIDS. If you remember back then, when you found out somebody had AIDS at that time, they were dead. I mean,
absolutely.
You knew. I mean, that the clock was ticking, you know, and that was a death sentence for that person. It's different today. You know, they've done a lot better with the medications, and you know, AIDS is no longer a death sentence, but it was then, and it's a little bit of a reminder of what those days were like and how many, especially people in kind of the bohemian lifestyle, lost some really good friends.
I did too, actually. Yeah. Since I was alive in the 90s.
And a bohemian, right, Gene?
Semi. It's a little hard to be a bohemian in Anchorage, Alaska.
Well, the show was produced originally, as you know, on a shoestring budget. Basically, the actors provided their own costumes, and the set was the theater it was originally produced in. How are you creating that with your set and costumes? And can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, a lot of the setting for the show is in big open spaces. For instance, the Bohemians, the central characters of Mark and Roger, their loft apartment then opens itself to this big open kind of stage with minimal treatment to it because they don't have anything to dress up their apartment. And then you have a lot of street scenes with the street bazaar, and then you're in a restaurant. And so really it lends itself quite well to theater. And we do have some scaffolding in there in order to make it feel like it's New York City. We're also using some projection in order to kind of set some scenes. The projection is original art by Joshua Cuddy. To set the scenes, to kind of tell you where you are, and occasionally in order to kind of illuminate what's going on in the mind and in the soul of a person who is singing. So it sometimes tells the story and sometimes it sets the location.
This when it was first written, and first as a play and then as an opera, a real change. It was one of the forerunners which changed opera from always speaking about rich people to talking about the opposite. And it's one of the things about it that is most noticeable. We're going to run out of time, so you can answer that question for me, unless you can do it real quick.
Oh, certainly. Well, the Barber of Seville also did the same thing. You know, that's why that was such a big hit. And then La Boheme did that as well. So, you know, people want to see themselves on stage. And that's what this rock opera does.
Very good. Well, we're about out of time, and I'd like to thank you for coming.
So I'd like to thank our guest, John Fraser, director of Rent, along with Mark Robocoff, playing Tom Collins in the show. Thanks a lot for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. A dinner opera, Murder on the Love Boat, will be presented April 13th through 21st at the Bear Mountain Grill in Eagle River. The audience solves whodunit. Shows benefit the local food pantry. Bring canned food donations. Get tickets at love.tix.com.
Alaska Pacific University will present the hilarious farce Noises Off by Michael Fran on Sunday, April the 1st at noon, and then again at 6 p.m. Admission is free. Performances will be held at Grant Hall Theater on the campus of APU. For more information, call 720-313-9015.
In Talkeetna, you can see Secrets of the Sluice Box for one weekend beginning next Thursday. This is a mad production by the Denali Dames. Times are 8 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. See info at denaliartscouncil.org.
Beginning tonight, the Department of UAA Theater and Dance will present Bring Back the Sunshine, a delightful puppet show for the entire family. The show runs through April the 22nd. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
It's the last weekend to see Anchorage Community Theater's production of Proof. This subtle and interesting play shows Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at their website or call 868-4913.
As a special opportunity for actors, there will be an auditions workshop this weekend at Out North Theater. The audition workshop will be on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Casting for Cyrano's production of Bob Rauschenberg America will emerge from this free workshop audition experience.
Cyrano's production of Elia Mocenary opens tonight. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And on April the 1st, fittingly, April Fool's Day at 7 p.m., you can see a presentation of the Liars Club storytelling event at the Anchorage Community Theater. For more information, contact Betty Arnett at 346-1781 or Ishka, that's I-S-H-K-A, Ishka at gci.net.
Anchorage Opera's production of The Sound of Music opens tonight and runs through April 7th, with performances Friday at 8, Saturdays at 2 and 8, Sunday at 4 and Wednesday and Thursday at 7. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Up in Wasilla, the Valley Performing Arts is producing The Wizard of Oz through April the 29th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Opening tonight, Rent will be presented at the Performing Arts Center for 2 weekends. Times are 7:30 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, and Thursday through Saturday next weekend, with one matinee on Saturday, April 7th at 2 p.m. A teen understudy performance will be at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, April 4th. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.